Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. China's economy grew faster than expected in the fourth quarter of 2017 as an export recovery helped the country post its first annual acceleration in growth in 7 years, defying concerns that intensifying curbs on industry and credit would hurt expansion. Ning Jiche, the head of the Bureau of National Statistics, said the economy grew by nearly 7% over the last 7 years. It's welcome news for central government policymakers who are looking to cut debt and pollution in older industries without stunting growth in the world's second largest economy. Human Rights Watch has released its annual report for 2018, calling on political leaders to fight what the group calls authoritarian populist agendas. Kenneth Roth, executive director of Human Rights Watch, criticized U.S. President Donald Trump.
Trump has been a disaster for human rights, in part because he keeps embracing strongmen. He seems to have this insatiable desire to embrace people who have been able to govern without the checks and balances of democracy.
Roth also criticized French President Emmanuel Macron, saying that he needed to be much more active in defending human rights. India conducted the fifth test of its nuclear-capable intercontinental ballistic missile on Thursday from the Abdul Kalam Island off Odisha's coast in the east. The country's most advanced missile, the Agni-5, has a range of more than 5,000 kilometers and will bring all of China within range when it is introduced into the armed forces. India is estimated to have about 120 to 150 nuclear warheads. This is VOA News. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley spoke with VOA contributor Greta Van Susteren on Wednesday in New York. Haley said it was good that North and South Korea were talking, but called the Olympic discussions a distraction.
I think this is doing what North Korea has always done, which is when things get hot, start talking. But the problem is we're not going to play the same game we've always played. We're not going to just talk and think that they've suddenly seen their ways and seen the way out.
Haley said that North Korea not only has to tell the international community it is stopping its weapons programs, but demonstrate it as well. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson signaled an open-ended military presence in Syria Wednesday.
Our military mission in Syria will remain conditions-based. We cannot make the same mistakes that were made in 2011 when a premature departure from Iraq allowed al-Qaeda in Iraq to survive and eventually morph into ISIS.
Tillerson said the U.S. presence would be part of a broader strategy to prevent the Islamic State group's resurgence, pave the way diplomatically forward for the departure of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, and curtail Iran's influence. A Chinese-American journalist who extensively interviewed an exiled businessman says his wife has been kidnapped and held for months by Chinese security forces. Chen Xiaoping, a New York-based editor with the Chinese-language Mirror Media Group, told the Associated Press that a new video that surfaced this week of his wife denouncing his work was filmed under duress and proves that she is being held by the government in an effort to pressure him.
After I see, I watched the YouTube of my wife's, I feel shocked. So I have no way to help my wife. I feel guilty.
In September, his wife, Li Huaiping, who remained in China, sent him a terse message saying that she was in trouble. Li was not heard from until Sunday when the anonymous YouTube account that posted the video, which is believed to be linked to Chinese security agencies, uploaded it, in which she explained that she had cut all contact with Chen due to emotional issues, as well as his overseas work. A bus fire in Kazakhstan has killed 52 people Thursday. The tragedy happened near the village of Kalibay in the northern Aktobe region. Authorities say that only 5 out of the 57 on board the bus managed to escape the blaze, and they are being treated for injuries. The cause of the fire was not immediately clear, but investigators suspect it was triggered by a short circuit. Follow Voice of America on social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for pictures, video stories, and more. And for more stories as well as in-depth coverage, point your web browser to voanews.com. From the Washington News Center, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.